Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, coming up in just about a half an hour at 9:30 tomorrow on this show. It is a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. We got our first look over the weekend, thanks to TMZ, at Nicolas Cage as John Madden in that upcoming film, which I think is about EA Sports. If you're watching on Twitch or you're watching on YouTube, that is what Nick Cage looks. I'm assuming, is that a fat suit chime, or did he go full method acting and gain 50 or 60 pounds?
No, that has to be a fat suit.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm offended by that.
There will be people that will be.
There will be people that will be.
Of course.
Why?
Because they'll be like, oh, you could just do all the good fat actors out there. You can't get somebody to play it that's a real fat person.
Right. Who? Like Robert Downey Jr.
Kevin James.
Yeah. John Goodman.
I don't know. Like no, John Goodman's not fat no more. That's the problem. There's no more fat actors.
Ozempic changed Hollywood.
Who's the really good actor who's in The Whale?
Brendan Fraser.
Right, but I don't even think. Oh, he did.
He gained a ton of weight from The Whale.
He but he had to apologize too, if I recall.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Because who was the one person that they were all upset because they gave her prosthetics for playing a fat woman, and they were all mad because she's not really fat? I can't remember who it was, but oh yeah. I what's his role? So the movie's about the Madden video game?
Yes, I believe. Okay. I believe. Similar to the film, the Nike film.
Okay.
Which was
Air.
Yeah.
Which that was so
great.
Good. Yeah.
Great movie.
So you might
If you were looking at sports, like portrayals in film of iconic sports people, who would you say has done a great job? Like, I would say, and it's interesting because he was Instagramming Jerry Jones this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that portrayal of, did he play? No, sorry.
Jamie Foxx, you were getting
Jamie
ready.
Jamie Foxx did a great job as the singer.
Ray Charles?
Ray Charles.
Right, but that's not a sports movie. You're just saying.
But like seeming like somebody who's.
Have you watched the Aaron Hernandez?
I have not watched that.
Because
on Netflix.
I've heard great things. I've heard that it's been very well done. People
really?
Are liking it. So, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
So you're saying somebody who could portray so like. The movie about Queen, the kid who played Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Or, Rami Malek.
Yeah, right. Or the Tyler.
A texter says Will Smith was great as Muhammad Ali.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the kid who played Elton John. The one with the kid from Dune.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. He looks like he really looks good as Bob Dylan. If you look at the trailer, he really he's portrayed really well. So I guess, but is Nicolas Cage kind of like, I didn't see the movie Air, but the Michael Jordan character just kind of popped in and popped out, right?
Yeah.
So is that what Nicolas Cage is like?
I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that's
what the movie is, because it's mostly about the game element of it.
And Brandon Fraser did have to apologize or react to the Obesity Action Coalition for the fat phobia created in the making of Whale with the fat suit.
Mm.
Okay.
Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks.
Oh, excellent.
This is our time.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Pretty good.
And they're saying the actress that maybe you were thinking about was Gwyneth Paltrow in Shallow Hal.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
Oh, she had to apologize for that?
I think so, because she maybe like wore a fat suit or something
like
that.
Yeah, she did,
Who the hell knows?
Every movie should just begin with a perfunctory, "We're sorry." And then just go to the film.
I thought you were going to ask what sports figure would you want to see them make a movie about? Like that, maybe they haven't. Wouldn't Tiger Woods be a good movie? Or if they've never made a movie about him?
No,
right?
They haven't.
The HBO one is excellent, the documentary, but not a dramatic depiction.
Like a Brady movie, you know?
Well, they made 80 for Brady.
There's a
great movie.
Great movie.
There's a Brady drama series coming, which but not a feature film.
I would say Belichick would be a good one.
Yeah, Bill would be definitely a good one. just like the story of like, you know, how he started, what his childhood was like.
Right.
Like,
you could have him, you get a Parcells yelling at him.
All that, all the way up until.
Oh, it'd be great.
Wouldn't you kind of, for the drama, want like an Antonio Brown movie? It would be more about things really going on off the field, but I think that
no, because he's
NC-17.
Yeah, but he's not. He's like a big enough star, but he's not a big enough superstar of where you'd be like, why would you be making a movie about him?
I just think you can't like making a movie over somebody that is great and is the best of all time is one thing, but making a movie about somebody who's fallen off, like a Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
But there's not enough like the Hernandez, I see what they're doing because, you know, he was convicted of what, 3 murders or 1 murder and he was on trial for 2 more.
Yeah.
With Antonio Brown, he's had issues, but what's the real...
There's not really enough there.
Yeah. Like the same with Johnny Manziel.
Great point in the Twitch chat and on the text line. James Caan, Billy D. Williams, Brian Song.
Oh, yeah.
Rest my case.
That was a good one.
James Caan, great Brian Piccolo.
Yeah.
What about Sean Austin as Rudy?
Oh, yeah. That was that a real life thing? Was Rudy real?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yeah. But I guess maybe you didn't know him. Like, you didn't know, like, you knew the Brian Piccolo story. Like, we all knew who Gale Sayers became, right? You know what I mean? Like, Rudy is, I don't know, maybe if Rudy became a great NFL star.
Yeah. Topical one on the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis. Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig in Pride of the Yankees.
That was actually going to be my one, but I thought Courtney was going to take it.
There was another one I saw. Who's the one that hit the Roger Maris? Wasn't he the Yankees with the home runs? 61?
61, yeah.
Despite all the criticism and the drama that has come years later, Blindside is a phenomenal movie
that is a good movie.
Based on facts, maybe.
Well, there could be. What about a Caitlin Clark film?
Still early.
Too early?
Yeah, like if she goes down to one of the greatest female WNBA players, I think then you have... There's a great movie to be made there of all the stuff that went on off the field, off the court, and just all those type of things.
What about Steinbrenner? Like, of that, you know, the fighting with the manager and the firings. And
well, he's on Seinfeld, so,
That's right.
There's not been a TV series about him. But, no, that would be a good character. Jerry Jones would be another one. Like, I think, Courtney, what I'm saying is when I see the person, I think it needs to be, like, the like this massive Brady Jordan we saw, like just massive.
You could do like a Manning Brady. That would be pretty good.
Jerry Jones recommends you watch his film on an 8.5-inch screen.
Jeez.
B. Doyle, 44, good point. I, Tanya, great movie.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Tanya.
That is true.
There you go. Yep.
That's so interesting. Back in the day, we were interested in the Lillehammer Olympics. How times have changed.
What about a Larry Bird feature film? Surprise, there hasn't been one done.
You could do a Larry Magic thing. I know they did Showtime.
Yeah, they did.
Which was a TV series. So I guess it seems like a lot of these things are now going to series, like, you know, limited edition TV series where rather than feature films. So
I would watch the LeBron one, given the new information that may be coming out.
Yeah, that is kind of hints.
De Niro, several texters point out De Niro was great as Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull.
Yep. Joe Pesci also in that movie. Great movie.
I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know if it stands the test of time, but Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino was spectacular.
Yeah. Right. Great movie.
And then who played, was it Mark Wahlberg who did Mickey Ward?
I thought you were going to talk about
Mark
Wahlberg as the dude who walked on and played for the Eagles.
Oh, Invincible?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
That is actually a pretty good movie.
I'm an extra in The Fighter.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, really? Coffee shop scene after he breaks his hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
I was thinking about The Fighter, but Invincible is good, too.
What? I spent a whole day on set. It was actually it was informative.
I was laughing at Greg's excellent.
Speaking lines?
Great. No, they gave it to me one in the beginning and then took it away.
We have your line, actually, from the film when you're the extra in the coffee shop, correct?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan.
Well delivered.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Queen. By the way, you see the steady stream of compliments on whatever you've done with your hair?
Yeah, they're all saying it's like looking thicker and stuff. I think my medication for the thyroid issue I have has kicked in because I was losing a lot of hair.
Oh.
That was a reason why I knew that something was up, and my hair has grown back.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get extensions in there?
No, nothing. It's all me now.
It's grown long.
I know.
Compliment after compliment after compliment.
Thank you.
On the Twitch chat and on the text line.
Thank you.
So you won't be cutting it then at this year?
No, I will not be cutting it. It's taken a year and a half to fully grow back. Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk with Gerard Mayo coming up in just about 10 minutes on a Mayo Monday. Here is Courtney now with what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader yesterday. Tristan Cassis, the main headline of this one. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game of the day. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. While the Chiefs held on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost let that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win it 28-25. And the Raiders fell to the Panthers 36-22. Hell of a presser after by Antonio Pierce.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Did you see the video of former New England Patriot Jack Jones floating out there in relation to the quote-unquote business decisions?
No!
There is a run by, I believe it was Chuba Hubbard, and Jack Jones is just kind of jogging alongside Chuba Hubbard while his teammates are wrapping him up to try to tackle him, and he has zero intention of attempting to tackle him.
Is his middle name Ass?
Might be.
Jackass.
Remember all the like gleeful Raider fans who like idiot Patriots. Jack Jones is dominating. Yeah, he is a failure in the NFL and will be.
College games important to the show. Early bye week for Georgia, but Boston College pulls out a win for the Red Bandana game at a rainy alumni stadium. 23-19, the final against Michigan State. And UMass got their first win of the season, Wigs, against CCSU.
Good job, Don Brown. Let's go. Let's get back on track.
And if you're in the Seaport right now, and Greg, for you, when you're heading home, big accident that happened in the early hours this morning. One dead, one is severely injured. So they're investigating what happened there.
So traffic problems.
Yeah, right between Echelon and the old NEMA, street.
All right.
And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I have one movie idea, Greg.
Yes.
Vince Young and his ability to blow $30 million at the Cheesecake Factory. That would be one of the all-time greats.
It is Tyson with $300 million he blew.
Well, I mean, but $30 million bucks at the Cheesecake Factory?
That is pretty. Hey, somebody like that. I told you, chicken farfalla.
Yeah, they have a big menu, too, if you just order a ton.
Right. Uh-huh. It is hitting. 61 degrees and cloudy afternoon, high 65.